Morning, Professor Blake. Can I have a word?
Good morning, Ewan. Come in and take a seat. What can I do for you?
Well, at the weekend, I'm going to be doing a survey on birds in the Wychwood Nature Reserve.
As part of your project on endangered British species, right?
Right. The thing is, I've never done this before, and as you're a keen bird watcher, I was wondering if you had any useful tips.
OK, sure. Well, the first thing you should do is get yourself a good pair of binoculars. They should be as light as possible, so they're not uncomfortable around your neck, and their optical quality should be very good. You don't want to come back from your trip with eye and neck strain after all.
Definitely not.
Now, the most important thing to do is to practice good field craft.
Field craft?
Right. You need to think like a hunter and stalk the birds carefully. Be slow and patient and avoid sudden movement. Don't wear bright clothing or clothing that rustles. And try to avoid talking or even whispering loudly, as this is guaranteed to scare the birds off. If at all possible, you should also try to camouflage yourself against the background and keep below the skyline to avoid being seen by the birds.
What about identifying the birds?
Well, some people take a guidebook with them, but they then spend the whole time with their nose buried in it rather than watching the birds. My advice is to leave the actual identification of the bird until last.
OK. So what should I do?
Well, once you've spotted a bird, start by listening to its call or song. This is one of the best bird identification tools there is. You then need to use visual clues. So start with an assessment of the bird's overall appearance. What is the approximate size of the bird? It's easiest to estimate the size in relation to birds you already recognise.
So, for example, it's bigger than a blackbird, but smaller than a pigeon.
That's the idea. You also need to look for facial markings and bill characteristics. And also look out for other distinctive markings, especially on its wings.
Not particularly easy, I guess, if the bird is flying around a lot.
That's true. But the way a bird moves can also help you to identify it. How it walks, for example, or how it moves from branch to branch in a tree. And how does it fly? Are there any patterns there?
Like, does it glide gently and steadily with each wing beat? Or does it swoop up and down in gentle arcs?
Exactly. Then try to determine its feeding habits. Not only what the bird is eating, but also how it feeds. And don't forget, its preferred habitat is important too. Each species of bird has a typical region that they inhabit. Anyway, when you've finished observing one bird, but before moving on to another, make notes about your observations. You could even make rough sketches of the birds you see. And finally, at the end of the day, when you're back home,
look up the birds in my guidebook.
Right.